So, first of all, if you could introduce yourselves.
I'm Zuzi, and I was a graphic designer on this team.
Okay.
I am Albert. It was my idea, and I'm a business developer on the team.
Okay. My name is Liane, and I am an e-concept developer, so I have helped to develop whole idea further to bring it into a technology.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about just some of the other members of the team? What skills have they brought to the table, and what contributions have they made to that, do you feel?
So we have Christian, who is our app developer. He's been working so hard and so good, so important to have him on board to actually be able to show a prototype for the judges today.
Okay.
I believe the coolest thing about our team was that we were very various people with various backgrounds, so that everybody could contribute somehow. And it was very natural, the whole process. So that was very, very nice.
And I think we all learn from each other a lot. I feel that I have gained great knowledge, great experience, great new people to know, and this has been a great experience.
And can you talk briefly about the actual kind of development process itself? Are there any specific things you feel that you did that really kind of made, you know, really cracked the idea into something that was already shaped the idea into a winning idea?
I think for me, the way I saw the process wasn't one thing that really put us there. It was the process where we learned as we went along, we made more research, talked to more people, heard what they had to say, took their feedback into idea and tried to make something that could actually fit the market.
And I think the great contribution from the mentors and people who guided us and gave a lot of good advices was to narrow down, to be specific. Who do you want to target? Who do you want to reach, and how you are going to do it? This all mentorship and giving it advice and narrowing it down and trying not to reach everyone has brought us to, winning.
For me, I really appreciate the team from the point of view that, like, even when I was in difficulties, they were not mad at me that I'm not doing my job right, but they were supporting me and trying to figure out a solution. And like, I really felt the support, and it's a great motivation within the within the team of people who you actually don't know, but you still feel that like you're working together on one thing and they want to help you. That was really great.
What about the challenging things? What was the most challenging part, do you think? Was there a time where you had some real difficult problems to solve, do you feel?
For me personally, the hardest one is when you are tired, when you're under the stress, when there is a 2 hours still a pitch and you have 55 small things to do, and then not start to be annoyed for small things and keep calm, keep together, keep supporting each other and hold it together till the end.
Okay, so I guess teamwork, right?
Very much.
The teamwork works?
Very much. We try to support each other, boost it and tell nice things to each other it was a very nice experience. We had a very good teamwork, I think, and that, I think, means a lot.
So what happens now? What are you going to go home after a few beers tonight, have a sleep? What's going to happen tomorrow morning, you think?
That's what we got to find out. We got to find out what we want to do with the thing. It's one thing to work straight for one weekend, all you got, but it's another thing to actually do that for the next few years, to actually turn your life upside down to try to make this into something real. But that's going to be our next big talk, serious talk, to see where we want to take this.
I think it's like very hard to decide now, as we are all so excited and pumped up with the emotions. So I think we just need to a little bit calm down and think it through. Like, don't do quick decisions now in this state of mind. But of course, we are very happy that all this worked out this way. And
It's great to hear now that that a lot of people come and they actually start to give a lot of more meaningful input, and it's like, it's great, and then they come to you and they tell you that they really believe in the idea, and we, of course, we all like the project and we were very excited about it and we work with it, but this confirmation and these people coming up now and telling that they really think it can work makes, I think, for me at least, believe that it might work if we would work. Not that we didn't believe it before, but it gives you like a push.
Yeah.
Push.
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 Cool. So you've pitched the idea a lot over this weekend. Pitch the idea for me now.
All right. So what we want to do is bring you physiotherapy with a short notice in your home or at your office. Using an app where basically we want to open the market to make it more convenient for the user and to give physiotherapists a new option to generate revenue where they can save the need for office.
And that was actually less than a minute. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.